The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, what if you held the key to stopping the darkest evil on Earth?
Human trafficking is a global crisis. Some of the greatest armies and warriors that we've talked to don't have answers, but we do.
Tammy Tripp has this question for Life's missionary partner to Southeast Asia.
Is there a way that we can stop this and give them a second chance at life? They deserve that.
Hear the incredible answer next.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tammy Trent. Welcome to this very special program today with our amazing missionary partner, Carol Hart. It's been said of Carol that she has had a burning passion in her heart ever since she was a little girl to jump right into the fire, to do whatever it takes to help save and rescue as many as she could who desperately needed a better life. That passion has not diminished in any way over the years, but as you'll hear today, that has only intensified. Welcome, Carol Hart. I am so glad that you're here. I love you. I appreciate you. I've had so much fun talking to you ahead of time. And so we're just going to jump right in.
Okay.
There is so much for us to unpack today. So let's start at the beginning. Can you take us back to that time that you and your husband, Michael, moved from Hollywood, of all places, Hollywood, to become missionaries in Southeast Asia?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it was in 2002, a little missionary came to our church from Southeast Asia, and she said that you can get a little boy and a little girl menu on the street corner, and you can rent them out for the night, for sex, for whatever you want to do with them. And, you know, doesn't matter what it is. And I said, wait a minute.
Right.
What do you mean you could get a little girl and a little boy menu? And so I remember we had sold our company and we were working full time for this church. And I went back in my office and I got on my knees. I said, Father, I said, there's nothing I could have done about slavery back in America. I wasn't alive.
Right.
That wasn't our generation or the Holocaust, right?
Right.
We would have done anything to help.
Exactly, that's right.
But that's not our generation and we weren't alive.
Okay.
But Tammy, they're buying and selling children now for sex, labor, and hearing that what child trafficking looks like. Do you know a child who's trafficked at age 12, before they're even old enough to get their driver's license, they've been raped at least 5,000 times?
Can't even imagine.
Not one time, thousands of times. Mm. And so this is happening while we're alive?
Mm.
I said, Father, you're a good God, and
yes.
I know you're doing something about it, so just tell me, what do you want? Anything of ours, whatever you need.
Right.
And so we crawled up into his heart. The only way we could say it was 5 days. It took 5 days for us to hear. And he said, I hear their cries, and I need your life. We said, Father, we are unqualified. For you to ask us, we're unqualified, but what you have is our obedience.
Right.
I'm 60. I was 40 at the time when he called us. Michael's 42. And we knew his faithfulness. He's so real. He's so sweet and so loving. And he said, I hear their cries. I need your life. We never asked again. We never asked, how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? We just said, just lead and guide us.
You gave up everything, it sounds like. Like you gave it all up. Mm. You left it behind. Mm. You said, God, I'm all in. Lead us. Take us. You had to trust God for everything, for him to provide everything.
Yes.
How did that partnership begin with Life Outreach International?
Yes.
And I think that began in like 2007 when that began.
Yes.
How did that come together?
We had nothing to do with finding or bringing this partnership together. It was somebody who knew who we were, and they knew that Life Outreach was looking. They heard from heaven, and they were looking for somebody who was doing this work. They believed that God wanted them to get involved, so we found each other. Here you have James and Betty, after 50 plus years, they're still weeping over the needs and the hurts of people. And let me tell you, to the Life Outreach family. Hmm. They built us this amazing home where we could house our children, where they get the restoration that they need, from orphans who are in danger to trafficked children. If the trafficked children don't have family, trafficked survivors, if they don't have family, safe family to go back to, then they're raised long-term in this facility, in this home. Loving homing, amazing things that have happened.
Yes.
And people ask us, what's the long-term solution? After 20 years of doing this, and let me tell you, we didn't run around trying to put band-aids on the problem. We were searching and listening and paying attention to what is the long-term solution. It's the gospel. It's Jesus.
Amen.
Because we believe in therapy. We believe anything that lines up with the Word of God.
Yes.
Art therapy, animal, all those things are marvelous. And we've watched those things get a child only so far.
Okay.
What's the difference maker? What have we seen proof after 20 years? It's when they open their heart up to the one who made them.
And I know, Carol, you have so many stories that you could share with us today, but is there one that stands out to you that you could share with us, just real quickly?
Okay, there's so many stories that stand out, but this is one of my favorite. There was this little girl that we rescued, and she was the only one we rescued that night because her traffickers heard that we were rescuing in a certain area. And so he said to her, if you go anywhere near that area to work for me, I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
They already turned her upside down and dropped her on her head on cement. She was severely abused. So death was really the threat. But here's what was happening. She said for months, little kids who were also trafficked were whispering in her ear, there's a place for kids like us. And if you could get there, you'll be safe. And she said, I thought it was a fairy tale.
They're looking for kids like us.
Yes.
Somebody's looking for you.
Yes.
Somebody is trying to help you.
Yes. And she thought it was a fairy tale. She said, okay, it comforted her. She told us, she said, but I didn't think you were real.
Mm.
And so when her trafficker said, don't work in this part of the city or this is what's going to happen to you, she said, I'm going to run for it. She said she tried to escape many times, but she said, I'm going to run for it. And I don't care if they kill me. I don't care. I can't do this one more day. I cannot do this one more day. So she ran for it, and she ran into the arms of one of our child rescue staff. We work with law enforcement. We don't work outside of law enforcement or outside of government. And she said, when we brought her into our safe house, she looked around, she goes, So you are real, and God, what is this place, you know? Mm. And she was just so skittish, because they said if the police catch you, they're going to kill you. You're the only safe places with us. So she was still so scared. Kids that have complex trauma, and that means severe trauma that happened over and over and over again in their life. They're so angry and sometimes violent and frustrated. And until we can get to them to the place of wanting to heal.
Right.
And without manipulation,
because
that doesn't last.
It has to be something they want to do, or you said it exactly right, Carol. It's not going to last for any of us in our lives that want and need healing. You have to want it yourself.
But you have to be pretty extraordinary and love like love abnormally, really. Love special to love these kids back to life where you can get them to the place of finding out who they really are. And that's our child care staff. They're so extraordinary with these kids and just really the heart of a Christian. And I got to tell you, Christians are amazing. Christians who behave like our Heavenly Father, just do miracles with the heart of these kids.
Yes,
it's
hallelujah.
Been incredible.
So Carol, how do you use these facilities that Life Outreach has built?
So the safe house that the child rescue center that Life Outreach built us, all the kids start there first.
Okay.
Right after rescue, they go to the Life Center there.
Okay.
And then they stay there through their perpetrator's trial,
okay,
or until they can safely go back home.
Okay.
If they don't have a safe place to go home, then the child will move to the long-term housing that Life Outreach built us.
Wow.
And they'll grow there. They don't age out when they're ready for independent living. And they're safe, they can go on their own, then we will help them transition.
Amazing. I mean, I'm sure every situation is different.
Yes.
So you have to assess it very carefully intentionally with every child see where they're at, where the healing process is, how they're being restored, to know if they're ready to move to the next facility.
Their freedom starts at rescue, but it doesn't end until they are healed. That's true freedom. And so that's the goal, to where they are truly free from the trauma, from the brokenness, right?
And you find that this is effective?
Oh, imagine being raped and tortured and hurt thousands of times. You're so broken. Mm-hmm. You're so broken and in a million pieces. You're angry, you're frustrated, and you're a child. You don't even know, have words for why you're so angry. And the only one who can make that whole truly is the one who made that child. And so we watched God, who's the father to the fatherless.
Yes.
And we were in love with Jesus, crazy in love with him before we left for the mission field.
That hasn't changed.
No.
No.
But after seeing him be the father to the fatherless, bringing provision, healing, safety, miracles all the time. We fell in love with it. We fall in love with them all over again. Yes.
Incredible. Well, I've seen some incredible footage as well. And I think what a beautiful, beautiful home. What a safe place that they are offered. Every beautiful corner of this home represented life to me and a new beginning to me.
So let me first tell you, Tammy, that our facilities are tools that our staff uses to be able to help the kids.
Okay.
So you built us a tool to be able to bring these children in, and every corner, like you say, is purposeful.
Yes.
From trauma-informed colors to, making sure that the hallways aren't tight, you name it. But you built us a place that we could do good work. Heart work, extraordinary work. I'm telling you, you've kept us working for decades.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you.
Our partnership is genuine. We want to continue to do everything we can to build awareness to the importance of reaching these children before they're even trafficked, to go in and teach them some educational programs to stop them at the border.
That's right.
And then to rescue them.
Yes.
And begin the restoration.
That's right. Can I tell you this one story about one child? Okay.
Yes.
So when we rescued her, we were rescuing a virgin who was on the market to be sold. She was on the auction block to be sold. Mm-hmm. But we found another child in the brothel.
Okay.
And this other child had been trafficked for some time. We needed to house them in the same place. We knew they'd tell each other their stories. And because their case was so dangerous. And the girl who was not the virgin, we said, time's going to come. We have to brace herself. She's going to say, what took so long for someone to find me and rescue me? Why did I have to go through all this hell, right?
Right.
And so they journeyed with Zoe for a little while, and they said, can we have Jesus in our heart? We said, absolutely. Normally, they were so hungry for the Lord, and we don't manipulate, we don't force any of the kids to love Jesus. That's not real. But so we said, yes. And they said, can we have a Bible? We said, sure. Normally we give Bibles, but they don't ask for Bibles. But these girls asked. So the girl who was the virgin, who was never trafficked, we rescued her before, she read her Bible normal. But the girl who had been abused and trafficked for a while, she was looking for something. She would read it ravenously just dig into it and ask questions. And so the day came, she was pacing back and forth, tears in her eyes. She was shaking, and she was so furious, mad. And we said, here it comes. So when our staff went up there and said, what's happening? What's going on? She said, what took so long for someone to find me and tell me about Jesus? We said, what's that? What do you, why are you mad? She goes, I didn't know where I was going to go when I died. I didn't know who made me. I didn't know if I even have a hope or future. Does anybody see me? Mm-hmm. She said, he sees me.
Yes, he
does. I read in the Bible, he sees me. He knows me. He knew me. He made me. Mm. She said, you're Christians, right? She goes, what takes so long for you to tell? She goes, nobody ever told me about Jesus. But the minute I heard, I knew. She goes, this weight on my shoulders, it's off my shoulders. I don't know what that weight was, but it's off my shoulders. She's describing this. And we said, so you're not angry about how long your earthly rescue took? She said, I don't even care about that. I don't even care about my earthly rescue compared to knowing Jesus.
Incredible. Oh. To be seen, to be loved, can change everything in your life. Genuine love from Jesus.
Yes.
It's so real. And I think that's why we're so passionate about bringing special programs like this to our viewers, mm-hmm. because there's still such a need.
Yeah.
There's still such a need.
Yeah.
And we want to partner with amazing missionaries. So many people I hear say, I don't have a calling on my life. I don't have a purpose on my life. God, what am I supposed to do for the kingdom of God? And I think sometimes we think it's got to be this or on a platform behind a microphone at a big facility in another country. And sometimes God just says, what I need right now is just this. I've blessed you. I've given you some extra resources right now. And so if you can step out in faith to partner with somebody else, that's how you can play your part for the kingdom of God. In a sense, they are a part of this house of destiny.
Yes.
Carol, we see you. We love you. We honor you and Michael for the ministry that you're doing, for the mission work that you're doing. It is life-giving and changing. We are honored as a ministry to partner with you. Our donors that have come alongside and just sown into this is something we believe in very much. There's so much work that we have done together. What an honor. But there is still so much more work to be done. We can't quit now, and we can't grow numb to the reality of human trafficking and the ugly, evil effects it has on the millions of innocent children all around the world. Would you take a second and watch this? And I'll be back to tell you how you can help.
These are the faces of those who once were happy, once were safe, loved, cared for. Now they're vanishing at the hands of predators, abducted, misled. To distant cities they're taken, in foreign lands they're held captive. Their childlike innocence is erased. Freedom forgotten. Their spirit and will broken under abuse, under torture. Not only do these girls vanish, all that they were disappears too. Nowhere is there a darker evil than that perpetrated so viciously on the victims of sex trafficking. It may be the greatest evidence of Satan at work on this earth. And it isn't going away without a fight. Our Rescue Life partners are in place and ready to reach those who are most vulnerable, rescue those who have already been taken, and restore the precious lives of those who have survived the wickedness of human trafficking.
Honestly, Carol, the feeling that I have when I watch a video like that is just like, how can we stop this? Mm-hmm. Is there a way that we can stop this and give them a second chance at life? They deserve that.
Yeah.
No child deserves to live in fear, to be lied to be beaten, to be abused, and everything stripped from them and taken from them. There is so much work to be done. We've talked about so much of it today. We've shared some stories and you know, just asking you today, you are boots on the ground there.
Yeah.
What is your vision for moving forward? What do you need? If I looked at you and said, what do you need from me? What do you need from us today?
Yes. Tammy, trafficking or bullies, bullies that are greedy and using human beings to make the money. It's as simple as that. If you saw somebody bullying a child, an adult bullying a child, there's no way you'd walk away.
Right.
There's no way.
No way.
Especially with our Heavenly Father living in on the inside of us,
right.
Jesus living in our hearts. There's
yes.
no way. We can't stop. Human trafficking is a global crisis. Nobody has answers. Some of the greatest armies and warriors that we've talked to don't have answers, but we do.
Mm.
There's no question. There needs to be a transformation of the heart.
Yes.
From the perpetrator to why parents are selling their children to why people are buying and selling children. It's the gospel. They need transformation. We need to keep going. We can never quit.
Yeah.
It's not about, we're not cause driven.
Right.
It's not a cause. Mm. No, he's the father to the fatherless. These kids don't have fathers looking out for them. So these babies are his.
And the need is great. Like it's important right now. It's a big, massive problem that we still have that you see happening all over.
If we don't do something, who will? Who's going to do something?
Exactly.
We have what it takes to help.
We do have what it takes.
What
yes, we do.
And it's not just one organization. It's the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's what LOI is. You're
Amen.
The body. You represent the
Absolutely.
Body of Christ. The LOI family
yes.
is the body of Christ.
Oh.
We have what it takes. We have everything needed
yes,
to be able to fight this crisis and win.
And we're going to win.
And we're already winning.
We're going to win.
Yes.
We are going to win. And
yes.
I'm going to fight with you. And we're all going to fight
yes.
with you. And I'm telling you, there are so many lives right now, shattered,
yeah.
broken, little lives torn apart. But I believe that together we can make an eternal impact in the lives of many who feel trapped and are praying right now for a way out of this at this moment. Psalms 82:4 says, rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked.
Yeah.
So what can we do to help? Normally, it'll take $128 to begin the process for one child to reach, to basically go into those villages with educational programs or to stop trafficking right there at the border. Rescue, to literally rescue them from the gates of hell and to restore their lives back by taking them to a safe place.
Yeah.
Right now, we have some generous friends of our ministry who care very much about this, just as we do, Carol. Mm-hmm. And so they put up a matching $320,000 gift. So if you're able to commit $64, it will be matched with another $64. And you will be a part of reaching, rescuing, and restoring a child back into a place of freedom and wholeness. If you can give $128, well, then you'll be able to rescue too. This is the last week of this Rescue Life campaign. So will you please join us today to help expand even more the vision
yeah.
that God has given Carol mm-hmm. and Life Outreach International in making a massive impact in the kingdom of God. The problem is so, so big. So please go online or call that number on your screen and make the very best gift possible. I know that when we come together as His army
yes.
ready to fight, nothing will stop us.
Right.
We will make a difference and we will help to save lives. Thank you so much.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
What you're seeing behind me right now is some villagers who are learning how to not be lured into sex trafficking. We know for a fact that some girls have disappeared from this area and have not been heard of again. It's critical that we reach into areas like this and educate them so that they will know what to look for, so when the sex traffickers come back through this area, no more will be taken. We're doing all that we can to reach into places like this, to rescue the girls that have been taken and to restore their lives and restore their families and restore their villages. I hope you'll go to the phone right now, go online, do what you can. The Rescue Life program is making a huge impact in areas that really need the love of God. Do what you can. Thank you so much.
Carol, thank you.
Oh.
I love this time with you. I feel like I learned so much more. My heart explodes with like opportunities to also yes. partner with you and to make a difference and to change the life of just one girl at a time yeah. when I wish it was many, but let's just start even
That's
with a vision
it.
With one and then
That's
keep going
it.
And keep going and keep going.
It's overwhelming, so people don't they feel frozen. They don't know what to do. Look at just the one. Move forward and towards yes. the one.
Absolutely.
Do whatever you can. For us, we're unqualified, but
Absolutely.
What's in my hand? That's all he asks.
Thank you.
He doesn't ask for what you don't have.
Yes.
Just what do you have?
That's right.
What can you share? What can you do?
Exactly.
That's all, and it's enough. He
wow.
takes that
yes.
widow's mite, yes. Tammy, and it translates into a saved life. It
oh,
translates
goodness.
Into what matters to God. Thank you so much for
yes.
everything.
You are so
Just
welcome. We love you. What a beautiful soul you are. Thank you for listening to the voice of God and following His vision for your life and for heaven on earth here mm-hmm. to come to pass. I mean, saving these girls, I don't know of a better place you could give your time, and you do it so well, Carol. We love you so much.
Thank you
so much for watching, giving, and praying for all who are on the front lines of this fight. Remember, this is your last week to help us, so call or go online to make the best gift possible, and we'll see you next time.
So I find myself on trial at the age of 17 for first-degree murder. I'm facing the death penalty.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.